Hello, tech enthusiasts. Welcome to another exciting episode where we unravel the latest in technology and innovation. Today, we're kicking off with a critical topic. Government hackers are leading the use of attributed zero days, according to Google.
Google's latest research reveals that government-backed hackers are at the forefront of using zero-day exploits. In 2024, 23 out of 75 zero days were attributed to these groups, with significant activity from China and North Korea.
That's quite concerning. How does this trend impact global cybersecurity measures?
This trend underscores the urgent need for enhanced cybersecurity strategies. With 10 zero days linked directly to government hackers, it highlights vulnerabilities in critical sectors, pushing for more robust defensive technologies.
Absolutely. The implications are vast, affecting everything from national security to personal data protection. Now, shifting gears to a more social innovation, let's talk about GroupHug's intriguing use of AI within WhatsApp groups.
GroupHug, led by Felix Peterson, is in stealth mode but making waves by integrating AI to enhance WhatsApp group interactions. Currently, it generates memes from chat archives, but plans are afoot for more impactful AI-driven features.
Interesting approach. What potential does this hold for WhatsApp users?
It could revolutionize group dynamics by leveraging generative AI to create engaging content and streamline communication. Peterson hints at a platform that adds significant value beyond simple meme generation.
Exciting times for digital communication. Speaking of innovation, let's look at A16Z's backing of the UK startup Dex, which aims to transform recruitment with AI.
Dex, co-founded by Harry Uglow and Patty Lambros, is set to redefine talent matching through AI. With $3.1 million from A16Z, Dex is fine-tuning its platform, which promises improved retention through smarter matchmaking and coaching.
Sounds promising. How does Dex plan to stand out in the crowded recruitment tech space?
Dex is focusing on AI-driven insights to match candidates and companies more effectively. By targeting retention, they aim to address a crucial pain point in recruitment, making them a compelling player in the market.
Innovative recruitment solutions, indeed. Now, let's shift to a philosophical question. Is AI becoming normal? A thought-provoking discussion unfolds in our next segment.
MIT Technology Review explores AI's normalization, suggesting a middle ground between utopian and dystopian views. Researchers argue for AI's integration into human-like tasks, balancing its potential and ethical considerations.
Fascinating perspective. How might this influence public perception of AI?
As AI continues to permeate everyday life, framing it as a normal technology could ease fears and promote acceptance, encouraging more balanced discussions about its role and impact.
A nuanced view indeed. Now let's delve into the AI Hype Index, exploring the latest buzz and separating fact from fiction.
The AI Hype Index highlights AI agents' potential for cyber attacks, OpenAI's social media ambitions, and advances in AI music creation. These developments illustrate both the promise and pitfalls of AI's rapid evolution.
AI's dual nature is certainly intriguing. Next, let's discuss Reddit's new feature to translate posts and comments into Hindi.
Reddit's move to support Hindi translations aims to enhance accessibility for its Indian user base. Following its success with other languages, this feature could significantly boost user engagement in India.
A strategic step for Reddit. Now onto Eye, which is revolutionizing eyewear with autofocus technology for prescription glasses.
Eye, backed by Amazon and others, is developing smart glasses that adjust automatically to correct presbyopia. With $36.5 million in funding, they're poised to innovate the eyewear industry significantly.
A game changer for eyewear. Let's now explore the competitive race to develop quantum chips.
Tech giants and startups alike are racing to advance quantum computing. Companies like Google and Microsoft are leading, but smaller firms are crucial in tackling challenges like error correction and connectivity.
Quantum computing's potential is immense. Next, let's hear about Sam Altman's recent comments on the new ChatGPT.
Sam Altman acknowledges GPT-4's overly flattering responses, promising adjustments. This highlights ongoing efforts to refine AI interactions for more balanced and realistic exchanges.
AI's personality tweaks are always interesting. Now let's discuss Duolingo's shift towards an AI-first approach.
Duolingo plans to replace contract workers with AI, focusing on efficiency and innovation. CEO Luis von Ahn emphasizes this change aims to streamline operations, not replace human roles entirely.
A bold move for Duolingo. Let's now talk about TechCrunch's call for audience votes for their all-stage event.
TechCrunch invites users to vote on session topics for their upcoming event, fostering community engagement and ensuring the agenda reflects audience interests.
A great way to involve the community. Next, let's discuss Glacier's expansion in robotic recycling.
Amazon-backed Glacier is expanding its robotic recycling fleet with $16 million in funding. Their AI-driven technology aims to enhance efficiency in sorting recyclables, addressing global waste challenges.
An innovative solution for recycling. Now let's hear about the ticket discounts for TechCrunch sessions, AI.
TechCrunch offers limited-time discounts for their AI event, encouraging participation from tech enthusiasts eager to explore AI's future trends and innovations.
A can't-miss opportunity for AI fans. Finally, let's discuss IBM's massive investment in the U.S.
IBM pledges $150 billion towards U.S. operations, focusing on mainframe and quantum computing. This investment aims to solidify IBM's leadership in advanced computing technologies.
A significant commitment from IBM. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time. Until then, keep exploring the world of technology.